Good afternoon. My name is Armen Hovhannisyan, and I'm technical lead in exchange protocol technical documentation testing. So I will be talking today about this Microsoft Exchange RPC extractor, or what we shortly call RPX. So what is it? It's a command line tool which takes a Netmon capture as its input file, parses out RPC traffic, parses all exchange payload, exchange specific payload, and outputs a text file in format easily readable and recognizable. Why do we need it? What's the motivation behind this tool? And probably you know answer to this question already mentioned several times during today, several presentations already, that exchange data are not simple to recognize in Netmon capture. You have seen all this binary data here that you need to know about. You need to know where it starts. You don't have the length. If something goes wrong, you don't recognize it, and so on and so forth. Indeed, lots of data exchange communicates not as an RPC parameter, but as a blob, everything squeezed into a single parameter. The blob can be obfuscated, compressed. It may contain ROPs, it may contain aux headers, multiple aux headers, and it's very difficult to recognize in the capture. So what RPX does, it has the knowledge of that layer above, and it is capable of parsing through all that data and presenting it into an easily recognizable and readable form. So this is a few basic features of the RPX. As I said, it's a command line tool. It's standalone binary executable. It doesn't have any Exchange or Outlook specific IP or dependencies. It can work with capture taken with any solution that supports Exchange protocol, RPC protocol. It can support multiple capture files, wild characters. I can show you later a slide with all the possible command line switches and talk a little bit more about those. It creates a text file with parsed RPC traffic, as I mentioned. We thoroughly tested it with Windows Vista, Windows 7. There is no reason why it shouldn't work on Windows XP or 2000, but that's the officially supported environments. Netmon 3.3 and later network Netmon capture is required, version 2.4. For anything else, you should convert it into a Netmon capture. Like if you have a Wireshark file, you can use Netmon 3.4 to convert it into a Netmon capture and then use RPX. So there are a couple of preconditions. So first of all, the traffic should be unencrypted. So RPC should be unencrypted in order for RPX to work, because it already consumes the Netmon capture. It's not at the encryption-decryption point anywhere. And requires that capture include initial RPC binding. And the reason is the same, that, you know, ROPs, if you take it from the middle, you don't have the length of individual ROP, you cannot recognize all traffic behind that. So you need to parse everything before that point in order to be able to continue. That's why you need to have the initial binding point in your capture in order to continue. So how do you deal with encryption? Specifically with Outlook in Exchange 2000, there is a checkbox in Outlook properties. You can go and disable encryption. And for Exchange 2010, it's a management shell command. You can see on the slide, And this command needs to be run on all client access servers. You can learn more about the encryption, RPC encryption, how to enable, disable it in the KB article given. This is a sample output, console output, when you run a tool. It's pretty self-explanatory. We have an RPX which takes as its input a test.cap file. It gives some basic information about input and output file, progress, and the aftermath of the parsing. You can see that the output file is called test.cap.rpc.txt, and that's the file you will be viewing in order to see the details. Here is one fragment from the RPX output. This is the NSPI binding, not too much added with RPX in this specific example, but if you take a little bit more complex example, you will see that lots of data is now uncovered. The lower part of this slide actually represents the AUX header, and there will be multiple headers. It's just a fragment of the RGB AUX in buffer, and this data will typically be obfuscated, compressed, and will pass in a single blob in the RPC traffic. So, in order to actually understand the data, you will have to use special tools that understand and can parse exchange-specific data. And the good news is that the beta is available now, and you can start using it. In fact, we urge you to use it. Registering with getting on board with this and starting to use it, it's pretty easy. It's a limited beta, so you will need to send an email to exprotls@microsoft.com. You will have to have a Windows Live ID, and then you will receive an email with instructions and with the link connect site where you will be able to download the RPX tool, install it, and the same site will allow you to submit feedback, bugs, feature requests, and everything. So Virginia will be distributing more information on how to enroll into this program later. Nominate a person to send feedback and report issues that will enable consistency with our responses and the single point of contact there. The tool is ready to use. It's aligned with the latest published documentation, technical documentation. It should help you to work and test the issues. So I really ask you to start using it and send us your feedback. Thank you very much. So. Yeah, I promised you to show you the command line switches since we have a little bit of time. So this is everything that you can use with the RPX. You can limit the dump, the binary representation of many parameters and arrays depending on data type and ROPs. You can send messages to console instead of a log file. Error messages, encountered errors. You can save the stream data to the disk instead of dumping into the same text file because the file becomes pretty big. It will be stored separately. You can display header payloads in binary, and quiet mode suppresses all console output. That's pretty much everything. It's pretty simple tool, but it's pretty powerful too. Exchange traffic is extremely complex, and in order to do that, you pretty much need to duplicate the entire parser. Any questions? Yes, it parses ROP level. It parses. Yeah. Yes, it takes all the properties, documented properties in fast transistors. Yep. No other questions? Thank you very much.